Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today for March 27, 2024. This is Tony Dribus. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Corn futures were lower in overnight trading amid favorable weather in Brazil and as planting begins in southern states. Rains this week were near expectations as precipitation fell in several Brazilian states, including Mato Grosso, Goiás, and Sao Paulo, said Don Keeney, an agricultural meteorologist with Maxar. Showers will continue this week, giving the second, or Safrinha, corn crop a boost. Rains in north central and northwestern areas will further improve moisture for Safrinha corn, Keeney said. Drier weather is expected in Argentina, which will allow corn and soybeans to dry down and early harvesting to move forward, the forecaster said. Planters are rolling in Texas, with 46% of the state's crop in the ground as of Sunday, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That's down from 49% at the same point last year, but up from the prior five-year average of 43%. 4% of the corn crop in Arkansas was planted at the start of the week, up from 2% a year earlier, and the average of 2% for this time of year. Corn futures fell 5 cents to 427.5 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybean futures for May delivery lost 5¾ cents to 11.93¼ a bushel. Soy meal dropped 50 cents to 339.30 a short ton, and soy oil fell 0.62 cent to 47.8 cents a pound. Wheat futures for May delivery were down 3.5 cents to 5.40 a bushel, and Kansas City futures dropped 4.5 cents to 5.72¾ a bushel. The collapse of the Francis Key Scott Bridge near the Port of Baltimore likely will have negligible effect on the U.S. economy, but the cost of trucking might increase, Oxford Economics said in a note to clients. The port handled a record 52.3 million tons of foreign cargo valued at $80 billion last year, according to data from the governor's office. It's unclear at this point how long it will take to the waterways near the bridge to reopen. Ultimately, the duration of the disruptions at the Port of Baltimore, along with how quickly trade can be rerouted, will determine the economic costs, Oxford Economics said in its report. The ports of Virginia and New York, New Jersey, handled more cargo than usual in 2022, the firm said, which may bode well for rerouting of vessels originally bound for Baltimore. Trucking costs, however, may increase as an average of about 4,000 trucks cross the bridge each day, Oxford said, citing the American Trucking Association. Detours will increase delivery times and fuel costs, the report said. We don't expect that the increase in transportation costs and disruptions will be widespread or large enough to lift either headline or core consumer prices. In weather, freeze warnings have been issued for parts of several states in the middle of the U.S., according to the National Weather Service. Much of Missouri and parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas are all at risk of freezing weather, the NW said in a report early this morning. Temperatures in central Missouri were expected to fall to around 27 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. The freeze warning will remain in effect until mid-morning. In northern Minnesota, meanwhile, a winter weather advisory will remain in effect until 7 p.m. tonight, as up to 3 inches of snow is forecast for today. Snow showers may be locally heavy at times this afternoon and early this evening, with brief reductions in visibility to less than a half mile possible, the NWS said.